Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, joined by lifelong pastor John Bell. And what we do here at Off the Cuff is we have a subject, and then we ask John some questions about that subject. This is kind of a short, a little podcast, and it's great to listen to one or two driving to work or when you're around the house or around the office. So, John, this is really a great subject matter for the time we're in. And John, you know, as we talked before, a lot of people are wondering, is America under God's judgment right now?
Before I answer that, let's just talk about judgment a little bit and wrath, because it's not a simple answer. So God's emotions are not like ours. All right, that's first and foremost. God can maintain love and wrath and balance them out completely. I always say all of God's attributes, all of them, and even to like love and hate, or, you know, God, when God hates something, he doesn't hate it like we do. God hates it because God hates especially when someone doesn't live up to the purpose that he made them for. It's, you know, it's very frustrating, but it's never out of control. It's all of God's emotions are always in perfect alignment. Okay. Hmm. So when we talk about wrath, God even has different kinds of wrath. And, one of the things that tells that the Bible tells us is that nations can go through different times. And Romans chapter 1, that's kind of what we're going to be talking about in the next few off-the-cuff sessions. But we're going to use Romans 1 as a backdrop. And Romans 1 perfectly describes the downward spiral of nations and cultures. Like, and it's a process. It doesn't happen all at once. So you kind of have to look for those kinds of things. And wrath is one of those things. So I just want to start with Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So this tells us, one of the things that it tells us is that the wrath of God is revealed. So as I said before, there are different kinds of wrath. So let's go over those. The first kind of wrath is the one that, it's the ultimate wrath. It's eternal wrath. And eternal wrath is something that's out there waiting for people that defy God. Eternal wrath is the judgment. Everyone, even if they don't believe in God, everyone is going to stand before God, and he's going to judge them. And to those who defied him, to those who refuse to acknowledge him, to those who refuse to live and walk in the way that he wanted them, to those who refuse to accept the salvation provided through Jesus Christ, they're going to endure the eternal wrath of God, which means separation from God forever. And that's the punishment that God brings upon unbelieving sinners, right? Mm-hmm. And last forever. Sometime we'll talk about that judgment, you know, like what that's going to look like, and then kind of the end result of that, which I'm sure a lot of people can guess what that is. Mm-hmm. All right, the second one is eschatological. So when you
big word.
Okay, so when you talk about eschatology, whenever there's an ology at the end of something like theology,
right,
it's the study of, right? So eschatos is the future. So eschatology is the study of future things. So this also, just like eternal wrath, This is a wrath that's also in the future, but it precedes the eternal wrath. And this is the wrath of God that is released at the end of this world And the book that describes it most of all, I mean, Matthew 24, the Olivet Discourse describes it, but it really is kind of, the whole thing is taught in Revelation chapter 6 through 19. And you read those chapters, right? By the time you're done, if you add up the numbers in the book of Revelation, half of humanity will have died in a 7-year period. And that's called the tribulation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have about 8 billion people on the planet. So imagine, it's going to be the greatest. So some people say, well, the Old Testament, you know, the Old Testament, there's so much dying and killing, and there's so many wars. And I remind people, you know, there's more killing in the New Testament than there is in the Old Testament. It's just in the New Testament, it all comes at the end. And it's, you know, it's a very short period, seven years. In fact, there's a passage of scripture says, if it wasn't cut short, even God's people would not be able to endure. So the eschatological or the future wrath of God at the end of the world described in the book of Revelation. The third is one that we see, you know, and people see this, you know, it's cataclysmic. You know, there's cataclysms. We just don't know, right? We had one recently. We had Hamas invading Israel, and it was a surprise attack. And 1,500 people or more were slaughtered, brutally slaughtered. And it like came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It even surprised the Israelis.
We think sometimes weather. When you say
okay, so that yeah, and that's what I was going to say next. You're always anticipating me, Dean, which means great minds think alike.
Well, plus you know I've been under your study for many years, so I'm a little it's a little cheating.
So there's not just you know people flying planes into buildings, you know, mm-hmm. surprise attacks that take place, but yeah, there's tsunamis. Yeah. Remember the tsunami yes. in southern Asia and wiped out all those people.
Yes.
So there's tsunamis, volcanoes, mm-hmm. Hurricanes, earthquakes, and, you know, those are cataclysmic. So when those things happen, people will say to me, so John, especially with cataclysms, they'll say, what's the takeaway from that? And I always tell people, your takeaway because of especially cataclysms, because they're just so unpredictable. Your takeaway is we're all going to die, mm-hmm. right? I tell people we're all going to die. So the question you should be asking yourself on a regular basis is, am I ready to die? Because, you know, all of us could be taken, especially when these kinds of things happen. You know, you see tornadoes move through a certain area. I live in the Midwest. We live in the Midwest. You know, in the early 90s in Plainfield, a tornado went through there.
Mass destruction.
Yeah. So the question, those things should remind you that you need to be prepared to die.
You know, it's funny because recently there was an eclipse, mm-hmm. and national news covered it, and everyone was saying how beautiful it was and life-changing, and you know, and it was just—I mean, it was incredible. People crying and looking up to the sky and seeing a miracle, mm-hmm. and that in itself is cataclysmic in one
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
it's a glory.
I tell people that's one of the ways you know that we're not in charge,
right?
Like human beings are always thinking that they can save the planet or do this. It's like, can you stop an eclipse? Right. Do you have anything to do with it at all?
Yeah. Can we really change the temperature of this world?
Yeah.
But go ahead. That's another story.
All right. So eternal, eschatological, cataclysmic. The next, the next one is one that we're all familiar with. We heard this from our parents, I'm sure. I heard this from my mother more than once. Whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. Right. And they call that consequential. You know, so God has built into life that, and we need to be reminded of this, that if you sow to the wind, you will reap the whirlwind, right? As a man sows, so shall he also reap. So that's a natural law that God has built into life. And it's the consequences that you get for the individual choices that you make.
So let me ask you this. So if I say, you know, someone says years ago, God's going to punish you for that. And then we know that God doesn't do that. Or in fact, are you saying that there are consequences?
There's always consequences. It may take a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not the idea, again, that God's going to get you for that.
Right.
It's like, here's a simple way of saying it. You, based on the consequential wrath of God, you will get the life you choose. Mm. Like,
it's your choice.
Yeah. It's confined to this life, by the way.
Right.
It's from the time you're born till the time you die. I tell young men in their late 30s and their early 40s, I go, listen, you need to stop practicing some of the things that you're doing because you're not going to get away with it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like when you're 20, you can make bad decisions and, you know, eat the wrong foods, drink the wrong things, and
you have rebound time.
Yeah, your body just kind of overcomes it.
Yeah.
But guess what? At about 45, it's going to start showing up. And, you know, you want to start, when you're at that age, you want to start eating right. You want to start exercising if you haven't before.
Right.
You want to cut down on a lot of stuff. You want to eliminate sugar, all the, you know. And thankfully, during those years, you know, I'm still pretty healthy. And I tell people it's because I stayed active. I watched what I ate. I got my rest. All those, because you abuse yourself, it will catch up with you. That's consequential,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And again, the problem is, you get away with it for a while.
Right.
And so you start to think, oh, well, this, you know, this is good.
Yeah.
So that's the, now of all those, eternal obviously is you need to think seriously about all these, because these are four different ways that God expresses his wrath: eternal, eschatological, cataclysmic, and consequential. The last one is the one, we ask, is America in judgment? I would say that this last one is kind of where America's at, okay? And it is the wrath of abandonment. And the wrath of abandonment is, it's the wrath by which God turns away. He abandons. A couple of examples are, well, the primary example would be Samson. Mm-hmm. Remember Samson?
Yes.
And he was strong and mighty, and he was constantly defeating the Philistines. You know, he's naturally strong. He wasn't a weightlifter or anything like that. He was just strong but God told his parents, don't let a razor ever touch his head. And then he was enticed by Delilah. She cut off his hair. And, you know, he had told her prior to that three times the source of his strength, and he had basically lied to her.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the Philistines were buying her off. Mm-hmm. They wanted her to learn his secret. And finally, though, he gave in. I mean, she just like pestered and pestered. He finally gave in and he said, you know, if you cut off my locks, I'll lose my strength. And he fell asleep on her lap. Someone came in and shaved him. And he lost he lost his strength. But he was so used to going out and killing Philistines after, you know, any of these things. So he said, I'm going to go do it again. But he went out and all of his strength was gone. And here's what it says in the text. He didn't know that God had abandoned him. It was too late. And they gouged out his eyes. And he basically became a grinder at the mill, like an animal. So that to me is like and I think that's kind of a picture of America to me, is, you know, God gave us this wonderful opportunity, this wonderful blessing. We've been strong, but without knowing it, America is living on its past glory. Mm-hmm. So, this is abandonment. So if someone were to say to me, is America under God's wrath? I would say we're in the process, and we'll talk about that process sometime.
All right. So, let me just ask you, you know, you've always talked about God is patient. And maybe we can talk a little bit about in Scripture where it says kind of like, you know, in the days of Noah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and talk about that time frame, because there's a lot of things that I can compare to in the days of Noah, which is going on right now. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's God... It took Noah 100 plus years to build that ark, so mm-hmm. they had plenty of time to turn. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like right now, I would say, look at, I hate to say this, but look at the leaders that we are electing.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
As far as patience, it's like, it just kind of started that way, though. That's kind of where I'm going here. It's like, okay, it's only been, I mean, I don't know how many years you want to go, but, you know, it's certainly nowhere near than 100. Not that God can't do anything he wants to do.
Yeah.
But as far as patience, I mean...
God's very patient.
Yeah. So that's a very good thing right now, because the new leadership, I would say, might go back, you know, not very long.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll...
And this new turn of wokeism and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I mean, 10 years ago, this wasn't around.
Well, I'd say, yeah, probably 15.
Okay, we'll
15
go 15.
To 20 years.
All right, we'll go 18. We'll compromise.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so we're going to stop here, but we're going to continue this series, Is America Under God's Judgment? If you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more, and if you want to watch more, you can go to our website, AmazingMenMinistries.com, and actually see John actually preach in sermons that we do there. You can follow us on Instagram, Amazing Men Ministries. Our Facebook, again, is Amazing Men Ministries. And on X, we're at Amaze, M-A-A-Z, Man, M-A-N, Ministry, singular, M-I-N-I-S, T-R-Y. So on behalf of John Bell, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening, and we look forward to bringing you another episode of Off the Cuff